On the show today, we have the Partnership for Credit Unions, Teresa Mann, who's also the Credit Union America Day Chair, giving us a post-Credit Union Cherry Blossom Run wrap-up, so check it out. On the show today, we have a very special guest, Teresa Mann from the Partners Federal Credit Union, and you are the Credit Union Miracle Day Chair and Cherry Blossom Run person.
Person, that's right. That's great. If you were Bill Brooks, you would have called me the Cherry Blossom Run Princess. That's
oh, okay.
That's from 16 years ago, of course. Certainly nothing about me as a princess, but thanks for having me, Mike.
You're very welcome. Yeah, well, we've spoken a couple of times and it's always fun, and you're full of energy and you always have good news to report, especially in this area of the world, about the Credit Union Cherry Blossom Run, which happened just like a couple weeks ago. Give us a rundown. That came out of nowhere. Sorry about that.
Yeah. No, you're always really good with the puns.
Thank you.
Well, the Cherry Blossom Run was fantastic. First of all, we had beautiful weather, which was a nice welcome change from last year when we were all freezing in the wind. we had 16,000 runners, and about 2,000 ran the 5K, ran walk the 5K.
Okay.
The Kids Fun Run was on Saturday, the day before, and we had just under 400 kids. My 11-year-old actually ran in that. Had a really good time. And we had about half of the volunteers, I think over 500 volunteers, were credit union members.
Wow, that's a
and
lot.
Credit union employees.
Really?
And about half of the field of the runners were actually credit union members.
That's
so we
awesome.
Had a lot of great statistics there. We raised over $580,000. And again, that is in combination with the credit union, the California group with the SacTown 10 in California. Right, so we have combination there together. But that's still a lot of money, and that made our total over 8 years. Total over 16 years.
16, okay, got it.
More than $8 million.
So that's a nice chunk of change you guys are doing. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah, we're really excited. We had 199 honorary race chairs from Capitol Hill, representing 44 states,
really?
The American, Samoa, and Guam, if I'm saying all that properly. So it was really great. You know, the Thursday prior to the weekend event, we all went up to Capitol Hill in the Capitol Hill Visitor Center, and we did a little press conference up there. And Congressional Federal Credit Union and U.S. Senate Federal Credit Union had their packet pickup for the Capitol Hill competition participants that are made up of the both the House and the Senate side and the staffers. So what an audience.
Yeah.
All those people coming through and hearing about the great work that credit unions do was really phenomenal.
What an opportunity. My gosh.
It sure is. Yeah, it's a great opportunity.
So, I mean, just kind of off the cuff here, I mean, is there any talk about, I mean, or let's reword that. What type of talk is there at an event like that? Obviously, the credit union message is spoken, is discussed, I'm assuming. I mean, that's again, a great opportunity to get the name out there to the folks in our government.
Absolutely. Both that event, also on race day, we were thrilled that we were able to give several different interviews for the press. We were on the local Fox 5 news station several times. We were able to talk about the awareness building, just a little bit of awareness of what credit unions do.
Right.
The credit unions are a great option. We do great things for consumers, for our members, and we do great work in our communities. And that's really the words that we kept using. And of course, in this event, we were raising awareness and also raising money for the children, for Children's Miracle Network hospitals. And so we were talking about raising over $8 million in 16 years. We were also talking about the fact that credit unions nationwide last year raised $12 million for CMN hospitals nationwide, not just our little event. Our event is just one of the events that credit unions do. So I think it's a great opportunity to build awareness, especially right here in Washington, D.C., in our lawmaker's shadow.
Yeah, especially with a lot of new faces in town, too. I mean, what a great way to introduce credit unions to those folks as well. So.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh. So this leads me to the question that is kind of coming from left field, but it sounds like this was kind of unofficially a unified credit union message at this event, which leads to, hey, you know what? Why not? Why can't we do something like this at other types of things or do some sort of national? I mean, it kind of gets us a little bit off topic from the run, but I mean, but it seems like a great opportunity to have a credit union unified message at an event like this.
Absolutely. In fact, it's not off topic at all. We talk about it all the time.
Okay.
The whole reason that we began Credit Union Miracle Day all those years ago was to, and we called ourselves Credit Union Miracle Day, which was just a group of CEOs who got together and said, let's do an event and let's hope in the future that others will do the same type of events and that we can all, you know, get together and make a bigger splash with a larger check total is really all what. But it was one of the key elements of doing this event is to raise awareness of credit unions. And so the more credit unions that join us, especially nationwide because of all the lawmakers that are right there kept in the captive audience, the more credit unions that come together, the more the numbers look. And it's a great opportunity to build awareness, to have some sort of unified message. I mean, it's a great message.
Yep.
You know, we make a difference to our members and in our communities.
Yeah.
It's a great message.
It's a it's a give back message, which is you can't buy advertising like that. I mean, gosh.
No, you can't. You can't. And we're, you know, starting, you know, looking forward to next year. We're already planning. In fact, next month we all get together, and thanks to the wonderful support of CUNY Mutual Group and PSCU, we all get together next month, and we're going to be talking about how to make it even better next year. And part of the awareness building is the conversation. Absolutely. It is also to raise money for Children's Miracle Network hospitals, because that's part of the gift. But the awareness building is really what it's all about for credit unions.
Yeah, yeah. You kind of you took my next question out of the bag here, because I was going to ask you, well, so what's in store for next year? Or do you even know?
Yeah.
I mean, what things can you do better? I mean, what can we do better at this event?
Well, I think really getting more people throughout the country to understand the truly magnificent opportunity for credit unions that are right here in the shadow of Capitol Hill.
Yeah.
And getting more credit unions to get involved and to participate, to raise money and to funnel it through so the check looks bigger and you know, to participate and get more maybe of the state associations to participate, because their advocacy efforts, I mean, it just makes a tremendous amount of sense. So we'll be working on that this year, getting more business partners, you know, involved, and just really make a big splash here in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, because we talked in our last couple of interviews is, how do you get other credit unions who aren't located in your area or in the Sacramento area? How do we get the folks in between? How do we get those folks to participate as well? Because, you know, I mean, obviously they're not in your neck of the woods or not in, you know, Sacramento. So how do we get those folks to really step up their efforts as well? So
You know, they raise money all throughout the year for Children's Miracle Network hospitals. Most credit unions do, not everybody. But really, you don't have to raise a tremendous amount of money to participate. Just call us and say, I want to get my name on the roster. I want to be a sponsor. And that way, when we say to your state, to the congressman in your state, we've got this many credit unions that have participated, the money will go back to your local hospital. So we don't even, we don't keep it here in Washington, D.C. We send lots of checks back all over the country. And so really, just participate. Just get on the website, See Your Miracle. MiracleDay.org. Take a look at our website and call us up and say, hey, I want to be a part of that. And then your name will be in your state, in front of your state legislature and in front of your state hospital.
How can that not be a good thing, you know?
Right. Yeah, it's really fun. Look for some more information. Maybe after our planning session, we can talk again when we have some more great ideas.
Oh my gosh, that'd be awesome. Very, very cool. Well, that's a great message to end on. Teresa, thank you so much. I appreciate the post-race wrap-up, and sounds like you guys did a wonderful job, and glad Mother Nature came through this year as well, and it was good weather, and sounds like everybody had a good time, too. So that's what it's about.
Right. Well, Mike, I hope you'll come out and join us next year.
It is on my calendar.
Okay, excellent. Well, we'll look forward to having you out there, and we'll even get you some sneakers.
Yay! All right.
Okay.
I don't have to run barefoot. Perfect. All right, Teresa, thank you again.
Thanks.